President Mugabe, Prime Minister Tsvangirai and Professor Mutambara met today during their usual Monday meeting of principals of the unity government, where Mr. Mugabe reportedly gave them a document containing changes proposed by his ZANU-PF party to the draft constitution compiled by the Parliamentary Select Committee, or COPAC. This was revealed by Finance Minister Tendai Biti, Chief GPA negotiator and Secretary General of the Tsvangirai MDC during a meeting with pastors of different denominations organized by the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, where he was explaining his party's position on the COPAC draft. The two MDC formations have endorsed the COPAC draft in its current form, while ZANU-PF is insisting on several changes before subjecting the draft document to a second all-stakeholders conference followed by a referendum. Biti said the document presented by Mr. Mugabe to his fellow governing partners contains many aspects that ZANU-PF wants to be revisited in the draft.
A person in the diaspora can take the government to court, no, you have not given me facilities to vote here in England, because the constitution says every citizen has got the right to vote.
It is still unclear if the two MDC formations will agree to meet ZANU-PF demands after the SADC summit in Mozambique last weekend, where the ruling parties were urged to finalize the constitution-making process and create an election roadmap with clear timelines for free and fair polls. Although the SADC Troika organ on politics, defense and security refused to recognize Mutambara as a GPA principal, Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai went ahead today to hold a meeting of principals with him, much to the discomfort of the MDC Formation of Industry Minister Walshman Ncube. The Ncube MDC Formation's Deputy Information Secretary, Kuraone Chiwai, said Ncube was not invited by Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai to attend today's principals' meeting.
As the MDC, we view this as an attempt by President Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to delegitimize our party. And it is on record, it is written on the wall, that Zimbabwe has three political principals. It has got President Mugabe, Morgan Tsvangirai, and Professor Walshman Ncube. As MDC, we are not going to retreat. We shall continue fighting until we win this political battle.
Chiwai said his party would now employ various tactics until Ncube is recognized by President Mugabe and Prime Minister Tsvangirai as a principal.
We are a party that has survived many storms, and we are going to survive this storm. We are going to pursue both legal and political routes.
Although Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai on this matter, the president is on record as saying he would not swear in Ncube as deputy prime minister until his disputed election is finalized by the courts. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.